107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The man accused of trying to kill President Trump on his golf course last year was convicted on all counts. Then chaos.
Just as jurors left the courtroom after announcing their verdict, 59-year-old Ryan Ruth grabbed a nearby pen and tried to stab himself in the neck. Four U.S. Marshals immediately surrounded him before he could injure himself, then escorted him out of the room.
ABC's Peter Haralambos. President Trump praising the domestic and global policies of his second term while addressing world leaders today at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. Trump also said other nations should replicate his strict immigration policies. Undoged, hundreds of federal employees who lost their jobs in Elon Musk's cost-cutting blitz now being asked to return to work. Many have been paid while staying home for the last 7 months. Camp Mystic says in an email it plans to reopen next summer near the Central Texas site where 27 girls and counselors died in a July 4th flood. The camp sits in a low-lying area known as Flash Flood Alley. This is ABC News. Attorneys for Sean Diddy Combs are asking a judge to free the music mogul ahead of his October 3rd sentencing.
Sean Combs' celebrity status has been shattered. His legacy's been destroyed. That's according to attorneys in a sentencing memorandum asking a judge to sentence Combs to no more than 14 months in prison on two prostitution-related charges. That would essentially amount to time served. Combs has spent more than a year in jail. He was acquitted of more serious charges that could have sent him to prison for life. His attorneys say it's time for Combs to go home and be with his family. Brian Clark, ABC News, New York.
A cyber attack has put the brakes on Jaguar Land Rover production till at least October 1st. Workers were sent home from factories in central and northwest England at the end of August. Tennis star Rafael Nadal is warning of a fake video circulating online where an AI version of Nadal offers financial advice. He says he doesn't endorse the videos or their messages, calling it misleading advertising. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Hermans.
When we moved here, I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence. Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class. And I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
The crew and the Padres tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it'll be another late night on the West Coast for the Brewers as they take on the Padres for game two of their three-game series at San Diego's Petco Park. The Padres right-hander, Randy Vasquez, on the mound for San Diego against lefty Bruce Zimmerman, getting his first start for the Brewers. Game one finished after midnight here as the Padres won 5-4 thanks to a walk-off RBI single from Freddie Freeman in the bottom of the 11th. That clinched the spot in the playoffs for the Padres. They're fourth in the last six seasons. The game ending past manager Pat Murphy's bedtime.
Good baseball game. You know, pleased with our guys. They came out to play hard, and they played hard the whole way. Padres got a really good team, and they were resilient, and give them credit.
NFL, the Packers face the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. Cowboys receiver CeeDee Lamb now out a month after suffering a high ankle sprain in their loss to the Bears in Chicago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear to partly cloudy skies for the overnight, but there will be areas of fog forming. Light winds and morning lows in the lower 50s. After the fog Wednesday morning, look for a mix of clouds and sunshine, light north to northeast winds, and highs in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 61.
Maggie Dawn.
Federal judges are speaking out against Donald Trump's attacks on the rule of law and the Supreme Court's evident complicity. Join us as we speak with former Judge John Tinder and former Judge Diane Wood.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Jane says. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach. Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, it is underway.
What is underway?
Our multi-state text to win Go for the Green and Gold contest.
What do I need to do?
You need to have the Civic Media app if you do not have it already.
I got it.
Okay.
All right.
If you don't have it,
okay,
go to wherever you get your apps. Like
Steve's house.
Google Play.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Would be a good place
for it. Or the App Store if you have an iPhone. Okay.
One of those things. And download the Civic Media app. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely free.
Oh, man. I love that.
And then, in just a few moments, when I give you the keyword, you're going to grab that phone, you're going to open up the Civic Media app, mm-hmm. and you are going to text in the word that I'm going to give you in a little bit.
Oh.
And then that's going to get you in the running. Our daily prize, $200 in cash and gold jewelry. Both. Every day.
Okay, last year we did this contest, and it was, I think it was $100 or jewelry.
Yes.
This year, $200 and jewelry, green and gold.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Good Lord.
So that is the daily prize, $200 in cash and gold jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And then every entry gets into the drawing for the grand prize, 2 club level indoor seats.
You ever done indoor at the Packers game?
I have not. I've only been to one Packers game. It was in December. It was 11 degrees at kickoff. Indoor seats would have been a really nice thing.
Yeah.
This is for the November 23rd game at noon, and we're going to give you a gas card to get there and back. It is worth $1,550.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty great prize.
I got to say, Civic Media, from an outsider standpoint, just when it comes to prizes, they do it right. To see Green Bay, to see a game indoors and gas and the whole shebang. And you've already won the original prize.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
So here we go. Calvin, can we have the drum roll, please? The word this hour only to text in on the app is goal.
Goal.
G-O-A-L.
Yes.
Spelling counts.
Mm-hmm.
The word this hour, you have to text it in by 10 o'clock. The word is goal. G-O-A-L. Goal. Not gold. Not golf. Not golf.
Not gully.
Not gully. Goal. Yeah. G-O-A-L. Goal is the word. Text it in right now via the Civic Media app. You have until 10 o'clock. If you are signed up for our notifications, you will get a response that says that your entry was accepted.
Yes.
And if you haven't done so yet, you do have a way to get one bonus entry.
Yes.
So when you get that announcement back that you had entered, Then there will be a link that you can click on. You can either follow us on Facebook. You'll have a number of different options. Yeah. Maybe one of them is signing up for the new Civic Media Today.
Look at that plug. That's a plug. Huh? Because Civic Media has a brand spanking new, free newsletter called Civic Media Today.
It's pretty great.
Go to civicmediatoday.substack.com. You can check it out. You can sign up for free. And then it is delivered to your inbox every single day. And that is the culmination of all the day's work we do, whether it's news stories, podcasts, shows that we're doing right now, clips, things of that nature. It is all curated by an amazing team here at the network, and it's sent to your inbox every single day. But you go to civicmediatoday.substack.com, sign up for that newsletter today. But yeah, that can be one of your choices
exactly
as part of the contest.
But again, you can only do that once.
Correct.
To get that extra entry.
Correct.
But for right now, the word is goal, G-O-A-L, goal, G-O-A-L. Text it in. You're in the running for that daily prize, $200 in cash and gold jewelry, and then in the running for those tickets to see Green Bay and Minnesota November 23rd, indoor seats in Green Bay.
Yep.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
You have until 10 o'clock, just like Kirk in Eau Claire, who just entered, and Rita in La Crosse, and Luann and Wanderoos, and Steve and Oshkosh, and Kurt in Eau Claire. Love to see the entries coming in. A goal is the word, G-O-A-L. Then your next chance to enter will be at 11 o'clock with Tom Hartman. Also in the 1 o'clock hour, then the 3 o'clock hour with Todd Alba. Mm-hmm. 5 p.m. hour with Maggie Dawn. 7 p.m. hour with Pete Schwabe. You have a whole bunch of chances to enter.
I think it was a total of 7 throughout the day.
7 throughout the day, starting with Pet.
That's amazing as well. I mean, this is like, there's so many opportunities for you to be a part of this great contest. And, you know, this is one of our more popular, well, they're all popular.
Yeah.
People really want to grab those tickets to see the green and gold in Green Bay because it's a really fun time. So
it's going
to
be great.
Get that app open. Open up the app. Text in the word goal. G-O-A-L.
And good luck. We will give you reminders before we get to the end of the hour. Because again, in previous iterations of this contest, it's been over the course of the whole show. Now it's just for 1 hour. So that's why we are going to be reminding you. Coming up later on this hour, after the 9:30 news, Pat Kreitlow from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow will be joining us. We're going to talk Jimmy Kimmel coming back tonight.
I saw a great... I didn't care much for him while he was in the White House, but I really do appreciate Anthony Scaramucci's his own understanding of who he was in the world
and his place,
his very short tenure as press secretary of the first Trump administration. And he tweeted out last night, he said Kimmel's suspension lasted 0.54 Scaramucci's.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I mean, come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, he set the standard for the shortest amount of time as White House press secretary.
It was 9 days.
Something like that. Yeah. It was pretty short. You got to love that he acknowledges that.
Yes, he understands his place.
He does. So we're going to talk about that with Pat Kreitlow. Also, Tom Homan, who is the border czar, allegedly took a bag of cash.
$50,000, because you know.
Allegedly, reportedly, it's on tape. Is the Trump Justice Department looking into that? We will talk about that later on this hour with Pat Kreitlow, so stick around for that. Did want to spend a little time right now talking about this from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Laura Schulte and Jesse Lynn have the byline, two Wisconsin facilities for homeless veterans close. Next comes the partisan finger pointing.
Mm-hmm.
This has been burbling for months.
Yes.
Years.
Yeah, this has been a problem.
This is another can that's been kicked down the road for years.
Yep.
A week after two of Wisconsin's three facilities for homeless veterans closed, the fate of the shelters remain in limbo as Wisconsin lawmakers struggle to pass legislation to restore them. Of course, Republicans are blaming Governor Evers. Democrats are blaming the Republican-led legislatures. They took out the funding from the budget.
Yeah.
There was money in the budget that Governor Evers submitted to keep these facilities open, and the Republicans took it out.
Yeah. And we're also not talking, and we've talked about this before. Maggie Dawn spoke to Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner. If you go to civicmedia.us/shows,
it's a good discussion. It's a good interview.
I talked about it while you were away. I mean, and the thing that keeps on, I mean, besides the partisan bickering, and I know that people will say, well, the Republicans did this. I'm like, well, the Democrats are also doing that. And I don't care. Because we're talking about $1.9 million.
Which, again, in the grand scheme of things, is nothing.
It is nothing.
It's not a lot of money.
In fact, I'll take it a step further. $1.9, give them $5 million. Make sure it's a great facility. Make sure it's open. Make sure it's accepting. Expand them. But we're bickering over $1.9 million with an M, dollars.
Don't forget, we're going to spend $45 million in taxpayer money for the Garden of Heroes.
Well, I mean, and that's, you know, I understand that point, but I'm even going to take it a step further. We had Corrine Hendrickson on yesterday, and she brought up a very good point that the GOP has done a very good job in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin GOP has done a very good job of doing, which is painting the narrative that they're not trying to get tax breaks for their buddies. And they are.
And they are. That's what it's all about.
And we're not going to. And it's really infuriating. Yeah, I'm going to get $180 back in my tax break. That's great. I can use it for something, but not a lot. And yet these rich people are going to get even richer here in Wisconsin on top of the federal tax breaks they're going to get. But they couldn't find one. Like, Jane, from a purely political campaigning standpoint, it just makes sense to put this money in. Because when you look at social media from all of these politicians,
oh yeah,
it's small business, it's farmers, it's vets. They're always loving on them so hard in the words and the comments and the posts. But when it comes time to put the rubber to the road,
oh my goodness,
there's a dog in the room. All
okay.
Right.
Hello, puppy.
Hello, puppy. They are shockingly silent. There's and offensively silent, if you ask me.
Well, and I don't think anybody encapsulated that better than John Stewart.
Yes.
When he testified in front of Congress when they were trying to get money for 911 responders in New York.
Yeah, yeah.
And John Stewart essentially said, where is everybody?
Yes.
Where are all the lawmakers who every Veterans Day, mm-hmm. every Memorial Day, we love our vets, and the people who sacrificed all. I can't imagine the frustration that veterans feel at being used repeatedly as props, because that's what it is.
I have a friend who's a vet. He did two tours, and I had a really open conversation with him. I said, look, I just want to ask you some questions because I really want to understand it from your point of view. And yeah, he's got an attitude of, as far as I'm concerned, you all just use us. And he's talking to everybody. He's not talking about Republicans. He's not talking about Democrats. He's talking about all of us.
Absolutely.
You know, they want it that, you know, you go to a baseball game. They're the hero of the game. And I love that. You want to recognize a vet for the work they've done. I love that. But when the time comes and we have to do the funding for their mental health care, for their medical care, for the things that we promise them as people who put their lives on the line to secure the freedoms of this nation, we're always shockingly quiet and really quick to say, well, they did it.
Exactly.
This is not the time, at least with this topic. Okay, you want to talk about 9/11 funding? I get it. That's a huge pocket of money. Still fund it. Still do it. But we're talking about $1.9 million to make sure that vets aren't homeless. The fact that our vets are homeless in this country is infuriating.
Evers, in his budget proposal this year, asked, as you said, for $1.9 million to keep this program running. Republicans removed it from the budget. Democrats introduced a motion to add the program back in. It got voted down along party lines. One exception, André Jacques, Republican from New Franken.
And I will say the same thing that I said when I talked about this a couple weeks ago. Thank you, Mr. Jacques. Thank you for being the lone voice. Because in my opinion, you pull something like this out of the budget, all you're doing is saying, we don't want to give this governor a win. And in so, we're saying we are going to punish our vets for this as a political game to score some points, to blame them for whatever they want to blame Governor Evers for. But at the end of the day, Popcorn King Robin Voss and Devin Lemahue are sitting there not helping the vets. But oh, it's Governor Evers' fault.
Yeah. Well, we'll see where this goes.
Hey, did you vote for President Trump? Do you like this? Tell me. I want to know.
Also, if you have autism in your family, mm-hmm. we would love to hear from you. Some interesting comments yesterday out of the Trump administration regarding autism. That's coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Mayer on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be right back.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
The WLAK Go for the Green and Gold text win contest is powered by Amory Chevrolet. Lifetime warranty, trusted service, hometown values. Amory Chevrolet, where people matter most.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA plus rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app, Matt and Air on Air.
Dr. Kristen Lierley is here.
I also don't want to, you know, sit and doom scroll before I go to sleep at night, yeah, because that's not good for my brain. It doesn't help my sleep patterns. Right. And
my brother-in-law, you went to medical school with him. He said at 2 hours, turn off all screens. At 1 hour, get yourself ready for bed. And he goes, and Greg, bed is for two things. That's it.
What are they?
Moving on.
Sleeping
in chess. Listen to you laugh.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.5 WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is underway, our multi-state text to win. Go for the green and gold.
And
gold.
Because that and is important.
It is important.
Yeah.
We are playing today for $200 cash and gold jewelry.
Ooh.
That's the daily prize.
Yeah.
Everyone who enters will be in the drawing for the grand prize. Two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota November 23rd at noon. A gas card to get you there and back. It is worth $1,550. Nice prize package. Really nice. I know, you can't have it.
I Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm just,
no, you know, you're not. You say it every time we have one of these contests. Just,
yeah, the word is goal.
Sometimes you call me up, you're like, you can't win a contest
you
here.
Still can't win. A goal. G-O-A-L. Oscar in Madison, not gold. G-O-L-D. It's goal. G-O-A-L. Spelling counts.
I almost said like a soccer goal.
No, there's another one, Martin, in Verona. No, G-O-A-L. I want you to be able to get your entry in.
Yeah.
Brennan from Madison and Tiffany in River Falls. I love seeing these come in. Connie is entering. A goal is the word, G-O-A-L. You have until 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You
10
only
o'clock.
Have 10 o'clock. You only, yeah, have 1 hour. That is a little change this time around for our contest. Tom Hartman will have two chances for you in the 11 and 1 o'clock hours. Then join Todd Alba in the 3 o'clock hour. He will have a word for you from 3 to 4. Maggie Dawn with another word from 5 to 6. And Pete Schwabe wrapping it up on Nightlight with another word at 7 o'clock. So you have a whole bunch of chances to enter this contest. Right now, though, the word is goal. G-O-A-L. And good luck.
I looked at one of the names here. David from Cocoa. I'm like, is there a Cocoa, Wisconsin? Cocoa, Florida.
In Cocoa, Florida. Cool.
There you go.
Oh, that's very cool.
Love it.
We love that. Goal. G-O-A-L. Our state, multi-state.
Multi-state.
Multi-state. Text
multi-state.
To win. Go for the green and gold contest. If you have autism in your family, I would be very curious to hear from you at 855-752-4842. After President Trump, along with Bob Kennedy Jr., neither of them doctors, by the way, came out yesterday and announced an unproven link between autism and Tylenol.
Yep, that's where we're at, folks. That's where we're at.
The president, along with Health and Human Services Secretary Bob Kennedy Jr., advising pregnant women not to take acetaminophen. That's how you pronounce it.
Oh, it is acetaminophen?
Acetaminophen.
I thought it was acetaminophen.
Could be.
Whatever.
Close,
well,
close
I mean,
enough.
We got it closer than he did. So.
No doubt about that. Yes, which is used in Tylenol and other products. You need to tough it out. Is one thing that I took away from that. If pregnant ladies can't tough it out, then you can take Tylenol, which is the only pain reliever, from what I understand, that's safe for pregnant women to take.
So let me get this straight. I'm just going to try to put this together because I am also not a doctor. I'm a doctor adjacent. So Tylenol may lead to autism. Tough it out. But if you can't, take Tylenol, which ... may lead to autism. This sounds so scientific.
I feel like I've got
an honorary degree from Johns Hopkins.
You're practically a doctor.
Yeah, you know who's. I mean, it just sounds like great science, deeply researched.
Yeah. Oh, heavily researched.
Yeah.
Our friend and colleague, and host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley show on weekends.
Yes.
Addressed this. In a clip on social media yesterday. Calvin, let's play that clip from Dr. Kristen Lierley, please.
My name is Dr. Kristen Lierley. I am a practicing obstetrician gynecologist. I've been in medicine for over 20 years, and I'm here to tell you that we have zero evidence that Tylenol taken in pregnancy causes autism. So if you are a family living with autism, this is not your fault. And in fact, we don't know what causes autism. It's likely multifactorial. There are probably many things that contribute. So, one more time, we have zero evidence that Tylenol causes autism. And one more thing, it's acetaminophen. That's how you say it.
Yeah.
Well, let's see how we say that.
Okay.
Acetaminophen.
Just take the paper away.
Try again.
Take the paper away. A few things on that one. I said this to you earlier because I may mention this on social media. This video is not worth her time. She is far smarter, far more important, far more busy. She has to take time out of her day and address this craziness. Absolutely ridiculous.
And I think it's important also that we include this little tidbit in here. Bob Jr. also announced that the FDA will approve Leucorovin.
Gotcha.
Leucorovin, a new treatment for autism. It is a folic acid supplement prescribed for a subset of autistic children who have a certain cerebral folate deficiency. But experts say this is not a cure. And by the way, Dr. Oz owns a major chunk of equity in the largest seller of folinic acid in the U.S. Just thought that was important. A little important piece to include that in there, that another person in the Trump administration has a financial stake in getting this approved by the FDA.
Jane, wasn't this the month they were supposed to find the cause and eradicate it? I thought this was like
September,
or next month. Well, congratulations, folks. Throw your Tylenol away. There goes all the autism in the world.
Just take folic acid. It's good for everything.
Yep. All right.
We have news coming up next, and then Pat Kreitlow will be here to talk about, oh dear, Jimmy Fallon is coming back tonight. That's all on the way.
Sorry,
stay with
Brendan.
Us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The man accused of trying to kill President Trump on his golf course last year was convicted on all counts. Then chaos.
Just as jurors left the courtroom after announcing their verdict, 59-year-old Ryan Ruth grabbed a nearby pen and tried to stab himself in the neck. Four U.S. Marshals immediately surrounded him before he could injure himself and escorted him out of the room.
ABC's Peter Haralambos. President Trump praising the domestic and global policies of his second term while addressing world leaders today at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. Trump also said other nations should replicate his strict immigration policies. On DOGE, hundreds of federal employees who lost their jobs in Elon Musk's cost-cutting blitz now being asked to return to work. Many have been paid while staying home for the last 7 months. Camp Mystic says in an email it plans to reopen next summer near the Central Texas site where 27 girls and counselors died in a July 4th flood. The camp sits in a low-lying area known as Flash Flood Alley. This is ABC News.
The crew and the Padres tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it'll be another late night on the West Coast for the Brewers as they take on the Padres for game two of their three-game series at San Diego's Petco Park. The Padres right-hander, Randy Vasquez, on the mound for San Diego against lefty Bruce Zimmerman, getting his first start for the Brewers. Game one finished after midnight here as the Padres won 5-4 thanks to a walk-off RBI single from Freddie Freeman in the bottom of the 11th. That clinched a spot in the playoffs for the Padres. They're fourth in the last six seasons. The game ending past manager Pat Murphy's bedtime.
Good baseball game. You know, pleased with our guys. They came out to play hard, and they played hard the whole way. Padres got a really good team, and they were resilient, and give them credit.
NFL, the Packers face the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. Cowboys receiver CeeDee Lamb now out a month after suffering a high ankle sprain in their loss to the Bears in Chicago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Making movies seems like a pretty good gig. Believe it or not, there are people who whine and moan about it, according to wrestler-turned-actor David Bautista. He told GQ he is getting older and more choosy about projects and says, quote, I want to work with people I just love and respect because I love this business. I love filmmaking and the art, and if people don't want to be there, I don't want to be there with them. This was obviously before reviews for his new film, Afterburn, came out. If you're looking for something to rent that you might have forgotten about or never got around to seeing, check out a film that's climbing the HBO charts. 2011's The Sitter is more or less a remake of the Elizabeth Shue 80s comedy Adventures in Babysitting, albeit a more foul-mouthed and raunchy one. Jonah Hill and Sam Rockwell star in the film that critics say might be worth a revisit. If you're wondering why it was forgotten about, it could be because it received a 22% on Rotten Tomatoes, but it does have Sam Rockwell. It's worth checking out, as sometimes history is kind to comedies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear to partly cloudy skies for the overnight, but there will be areas of fog forming. Light winds and morning lows in the lower 50s. After the fog Wednesday morning, look for a mix of clouds and sunshine, light north to northeast winds, and highs in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 61.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on cultural and partisan issues versus delivering real results that's going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is a huge export in Wisconsin you might not even be aware of. We are talking to the Cranberry Growers Association as we go beyond the cheese.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Galby on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. However, before we get to our guest, Pat Kreitlow from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Want to remind you that our multi-state text to win Go for the Green and Gold contest is underway this hour. Mm. So if you haven't done so yet, grab your phone.
Yep.
Open up the Civic Media app. If you don't have it yet, go to your app store, download it. It is
absolutely free.
Yes, it is. Open up the Civic Media app. Pick your favorite station, perhaps WAUK. Yeah. And text in the word goal, G-O-A-L, not gold, like Jason and Madison just did. Try again, Jason. The word is goal, G-O-A-L. This hour, we are playing for $200 in cash and gold jewelry. Mm-hmm. And that's the daily prize. And then the grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay against Minnesota November 23rd at noon. A gas card to get you to and from the game worth $1,550. The word is goal, G-O-A-L. You only have until 10 o'clock. And then your next chance will be in the 11 o'clock hour with Tom Hartman, 1 o'clock with Tom, Todd Alba, 3 p.m., Maggie Dawn, 5 p.m., Pete Schwabe, 7 p.m. You have lots of chances to enter.
And then the whole thing starts again tomorrow.
It does.
With our guest, Mr. Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Exactly. Pat Kreitlow kicks it off. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Wait, are you talking to me or are you talking to that? We have the same shirt on, so I wasn't sure if you're talking to him.
You do kind of have the same shirt on.
Hold on, let's see.
You've got the Pat Kreitlow plaid going on over here.
I didn't realize that that was what we were going to wear today. Calvin, you didn't get the message either.
Well, Dakota, who also works here at Radio Park, is wearing a shirt that just looks exactly like mine, but a different color.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, it's definitely sweater weather for boys.
So we missed the memo, Calvin. We'll get the plaid memo next time.
I don't know if I want one. I'll have to go shopping.
I don't have plaid.
They won't let him check out with that.
Anyway, the word is goal. G-O-A-L. Text in the word goal. You have until 10 o'clock, and good luck for our multi-state text to win go for the green and gold contest. All right, Pat, I wanted to talk a little bit about he's back. I saw this cross on Twitter yesterday afternoon, and I texted Greg, and I said, Twitter says Jimmy Kimmel is coming back tonight.
Yep.
And so he is. We do have a clip of Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert reacting to this news. Calvin, can we play that clip, please?
Another ABC News, young Jimmy Kimmel's coming back to television. That campaign that you all launched, pretending that you were going to cancel Hulu, while secretly racing through four seasons of Only Murders in the Building.
It's really good right now.
That really worked. Congratulations.
Our long national late nightmare is over. Because Disney announced that Jimmy Kimmel Live will return to air Tuesday night. Come on! Once more, I am the only martyr in late nights.
Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert checking in on the news that Jimmy Kimmel will be back tonight. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see. ABC or Disney, in its release yesterday, said they had long, heartfelt conversations.
They were counting all the money they lost.
I really think that's what it was.
$4 billion in 96 hours.
I mean, I saw pictures from Disney World and Disneyland, and I was hearing reports of people canceling weddings and Disney cruises.
Dang.
And, there was a lot of backlash. And what surprised me, Pat, was some of the Republicans who actually came down on the side of Jimmy Kimmel, including, of all people, Ted Cruz.
Yes. Yeah. There was a real backlash to the backlash. because the original backlash to people talking about Charlie Kirk's words and life and legacy, that first backlash was so over the top. And at some point began to look almost manufactured and political, like, oh, here's the pretext we need
yes.
to get people canceled, you know, to get people fired, to defund organizations. And they counted on most Americans going, what are you going to do? And in fact, the longer it went on with, you know, Derek Van Orden probably could have gotten away with the first 100 tweets.
Oh, my God.
But he blew past 500, then he blew past 700. Jeez. And you could see this trend of, wait, this is a member of the government. And the First Amendment's all about the government should not infringe upon our free speech, freedom of expression. But he is, by advocating or working toward getting people fired or defunded. And people said, you know, that's not quite right. And then mm-hmm. ABC took this monstrous step, which had no justification whatsoever, certainly not rooted in any of the actual words that Jimmy Kimmel said. And as people kicked that around too, that they said, no, this ain't right. And so you have this backlash to the backlash, which is a real credit to ordinary Americans
yes.
who say, look, I don't watch Jimmy Kimmel, or I don't, you know, I'm a Trump supporter, but they understand this was definitely tremendous overreach by people who were probably trying to do more than simply defend Charlie Kirk.
Well, and that's the thing too, is there's so many layers to just this situation. But for me, the funniest thing of it all is that the same people who, well, not even 2-3 years ago, but really at the height of it, like 2-4 years ago, were screaming and yelling about, we can't make jokes, we can't say anything, we can't do anything. We're
comedy
gonna get
is dead.
I can't make fun of women anymore. So why do I even bother? These are the same people who are saying, well, Jimmy Kimmel should have watched his mouth. He shouldn't be making fun of Charlie Kirk. But then you break down the information, and it doesn't take long. This isn't even a Google search. It's literally 15 seconds of audio where you hear him not make fun of Charlie Kirk, which he never did. And in fact, just because people don't know this, when Charlie Kirk was killed, Jimmy Kimmel wrote a very impassioned tweet sending his love and respect to his family and denouncing political violence. So no, he wasn't making fun of Charlie Kirk's death. He in fact was doing exactly what everyone else was doing, which was implicating the GOP and trying to make it a bigger thing than it was. Or, I'm sorry, I take that back. They were trying to make the identity and motives of the shooter as far away from their own party as possible, and they didn't like that part.
Yes. We have the clip that got Jimmy Kimmel in trouble. Calvin, can you play that clip, please, just so people understand the original thing he said that ABC said was so egregious?
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving. On Friday, the White House flew the flags at half staff, which got some criticism. But on a human level, you can see how hard the president is taking this.
My condolences on the loss of your friend, Charlie Kirk. May I ask, sir, personally, how are you holding up over the last day and a half, sir?
I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks. They've just started construction of the new ballroom for the White House, which is something they've been trying to get, as you know, for about 150 years. And it's going to be a beauty.
Yes. He's at the fourth stage of grief, construction.
That's what Jimmy Kimmel said. That is what Jimmy Kimmel said. That ABC used as its excuse to pull him off the air,
but it wasn't even the joke though. Everything that every press that I read only started from it's been a new low to the end of the statement. Not even the construction joke. It was just the statement that made them upset, and it was. I got into quite a few back and forth on social media because I can't learn, but it was. People wanted to turn it into a private business enforcing a contract or
morality clause or something.
Yeah, like there are consequences when you say things like that. No, when the chairman of the FCC goes on a podcast and makes threats against various media outlets or various shows for saying things they don't like and what they can do to them, and when President Trump tweets that this wasn't about ratings either. This was never about ratings because you don't cancel a show in the middle of the week for ratings like this. It was because he said what he said, and they used it as a reason, and it backfired so horribly.
Because, again, this would have major ramifications. And I think part of the problem that the Republicans ran into is a lot of outlets, including on this show, mm-hmm. all we do are play back things that he says, that mm-hmm. the president of the United States says. You can't tell me we're being hateful when no. all we're doing is replaying his own words.
I mean, if I could right now, I'd be playing the words right now in the UN where he's whining about not getting a Nobel Peace Prize. He's saying he doesn't need it. He's fine. He's been talking for like at least 20 minutes.
How much credit he deserves yeah. for all the wonderful things. Anyway, Pat Kreitlow is here. He Hi. Joins us every other Tuesday at this time from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. We are talking about Jimmy Kimmel coming back tonight after being off for a couple of days.
And the framing of this as some kind of, well, businesses are using their prerogative to act. Well, you're almost there. You're almost there. The businesses were using their prerogative to use this to make money. And mm-hmm. what I mean by that is this. This did not start with Disney. This started with two big TV conglomerates.
Yes.
Nexstar.
Yes.
And Sinclair. Both have a ton of TV stations.
And they want more.
And they want more. They want to engage in some corporate matrimony. But to do that, they're going to need FCC approval.
Yep.
So when the very political, very partisan head of the FCC, Trump Toady, said the things that he said about Jimmy Kimmel, they right away was like, oh, this is how we got to make the FCC happy. And Sinclair, which has, you know, right-wing ownership anyway, had no problem with it. They're not even putting Kimmel back on tonight.
No.
You know, all of their stations are going to put news on instead because they're trying to curry favor. So, yeah, there was a business prerogative, not for some kind of morality clause.
No.
There was a business prerogative to make money, and they saw a way to do that. They saw what appeared to be a pretext, but it was such a flimsy pretext because, let's be clear, there were people that said very terrible things
Absolutely.
Online. The kind of things that if a Jimmy Kimmel had said it, he would have deserved to be let go.
Yes.
But he didn't say those things. And yet they were trying to make it seem as if he was one of those people. And it's not like people don't have eyes and ears and saw, no, that's not what this is at all.
Well, and if you go back, and we could go back and play clip after clip after clip after clip of Republican leaders making jokes about Paul Pelosi getting attacked mm-hmm. by a hammer. Donald Trump just told people, yeah, Joe Biden's got stage 4 cancer. Don't feel bad for him. He's an SOB. He's an evil person. He's a bad man. There hasn't been, at least from what I have found, one Democratic politician who has come out and said anything horrible about the killing of Charlie Kirk, which is a horrible thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember, this is a president that did not lower flags for Minnesota Representative Melissa Hortman, did not attend her funeral.
Refused to call.
Yep. Insulted Minnesota Governor Tim yep. Walz. So yep. people see all this. The record's clear.
Yep. Pat Kreitlow will be with us on the other side. We're going to talk about Tom Holman and, I don't know, $50,000 in cash in a fast food bag. Who doesn't get that? You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit volunteerwisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
ABC capitulating, pulling Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Mark Jacob.
Fascists look for pretexts. They want excuses to do terrible things. The right wing is looking for excuses to become even more authoritarian than it already is. The Kirk thing is their pretext. 2 months ago, Trump was posting about getting rid of Jimmy Kimmel. It didn't have anything to do with Charlie Kirk. Not a thing. That's just a pretext.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4. 107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke. Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 107.5 WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, the one, the only Calzone, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Also, about seven-ish minutes left to text in the word via the Civic Media app only.
Mm-hmm.
Text in the word GOAL, G-O-A-L. Text in the word GOAL via the Civic Media app. Our daily prize, $200 in cash and gold jewelry. And you're in the running for the grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota go face-to-face November 23rd, noon, and a gas card to get you there and back. Pretty sweet.
It's an amazing price.
Pretty
package.
Sweet package.
Yeah.
GOAL is the word. You have until 10 o'clock. G-O-A-L. The word is GOAL. Spelling counts. Pat Kreitlow is here from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And I wanted to talk just briefly about this because with so many things, Pat, there's just so much news on a daily basis. It's a matter of trying to narrow down what crazy things should we talk about today. So I do want to talk a little bit about Tom Homan. Tom Homan, of course, the border czar. This from MSNBC. Tom Homan was investigated for accepting $50,000 from undercover FBI agents. Trump's Department of Justice shut it down. What a shock.
Mm.
Tom Homan allegedly accepted $50,000 in cash in a fast food bag after indicating he could help undercover FBI agents who were posing as business executives.
Yeah.
He could help them win contracts in a second Trump term. Reportedly, there is video evidence of this. Of old Tom Homan accepting $50,000 in cash, that's got to be a pretty big pretty big wad there. In order to secure favors from the Trump administration. I don't know if this does this surprise anybody.
No.
I was going to say, you want to see my shocked face?
Well, I know, right?
We would be more shocked if they said we are launching an investigation into Thomas Holman to make sure that blah, 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 and all that. We'd be like,
that would be shocking.
Wait a minute. What's happening here?
By the way, we used to call normal. That would be a normal thing to happen.
That would have been.
You would launch an investigation and say, hey, we're not with this guy if this is what he did. He's no longer one of us. Instead, because he is one of us, we are circling the wagons. Although I'd say they weren't even circling the wagons. This is part of the plan. As the wagon train heads on to, rob the next bank, basically. This is an administration that has ended the investigations into white collar crimes. It has stopped going after big time corporate tax cheats.
Yep.
The corruption, the grift, all of it would be a full time job for somebody. When we talk about Democratic messaging and why aren't they messaging all these things? Because there are so many things.
Yeah.
And there should be, whether it's a particular point person, like a member of Congress, or a particular person with a group or somebody, should just be baking it a thing day after day after day, is here's the corruption story of the day. And you're saying, oh, Pat, that makes it sound like there's 365 instances of corruption that you could point out. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm pretty sure we could find them.
The other side of the argument, though, too, is that what an unoriginal thing too. $50,000 in a fast food bag as a payoff. If Kamala Harris would have accepted a fast food bag full of fast food, it would have been congressional
hearings.
Yes. It would have been 24 hours on every network that hated them. That's what we deal with every single time. They cannot say boo. I'll go back to it every time. Obama can't wear a tan suit. And I'm sorry to reference it again, but Donald Trump in front of the UN just said that 1920s scientists said global cooling will kill the earth. What are we doing here?
It is
we're letting him get away with it.
Yes.
That's exactly it. We're watching a double standard, the likes of which, and again, as somebody who's worked in the media and has heard the term double standard, forever, usually by people who are just unhappy with what they're seeing at that point. But when people who've now worked in the media can take a step back and look in a sober manner at the difference in covering one side versus the other, it actually takes your breath away to see this level. Like just the acetaminophen comment alone, the stumbling over that, if Joe Biden had stumbled over that while advancing medical misinformation, that would be the story. It would be President rambles while delivering medical misinformation. And instead, we get neither one of those stories. It's just Trump makes controversial statement about Tylenol and autism.
Well,
that's not what you do if it was Biden.
And the other piece of that I don't know that is widely known is that Dr. Oz has a financial stake in this new thing that they are now promoting to take to fight off autism.
I can't do the corrupt thing of the day if you're going to give me more than one, Jane. I mean,
it's corruption tomorrow. But it's corruption palooza, man. Yeah. It seriously is.
That's the name of it.
And I do think that there is a very concerted effort to get rid of white collar crimes. Financial crimes just don't matter anymore, folks.
They're not crimes.
You can look at a list of people who have gotten commuted sentences and pardons from Trump since he's been back in office. The number of people who have made a campaign donation to him and then had their charges dropped. There's no connection there, though, Pat. That's nothing. Nothing. There's
highlighting nothing there. These things on a daily basis. You know what that's going to be for me? It's going to be a daily goal.
Join Pat Kreitlow tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right, see ya.
News coming up next. You are listening to Nat and Air on Air on the vast statewide, countrywide. Pick us up around the world on the Civic Media app. We are the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're
listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump does a 180, now saying he thinks Ukraine can win back territory from Russia. This after Trump met with Ukraine's president today on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York.
Let him get that land back.
Yep.
So we'll see how it all works out.
Trump had previously expressed that Ukraine should give up land for peace. President Trump on Tuesday said he won't take a meeting with congressional Democratic leaders to discuss a way to stave off a government shutdown at the end of the month. Ryan Ruth was convicted Tuesday of attempting to assassinate the president on one of his golf courses. And then after the verdict, Ruth attempting to stab himself in the neck with a pen. Officers then swarming him, dragging him out of the room. War Secretary Pete Hegseth disbanding a committee set up 74 years ago during the Korean War to find ways to encourage women to join the military. The group has also given recommendations on the military's handling of domestic violence reports. This is ABC News. California.